Hello.
Oh, hey, Jeremiah. Yes, hi, it's Tina again from Local Splash.
Hey, Tina.
Hi. So we're working about the LEED program, Google Guaranteed. They actually just changed it to Google Verified, but it's the same program. And it would just be the one-time application fee of $250. And then once you're approved, they would call you to activate the budget, and then they turn the leads on that same day. And you were mentioning a couple of things to me about being charged if it's over 30 seconds and whatnot. That doesn't happen with Google Guaranteed. If it's an unqualified lead, you wouldn't get charged for it regardless. Are you using one of those other lead services by chance, like Angie's or Thumbtack or something like that?
I have talked to different people.
Okay.
About this. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Apparently, I don't have to get a I don't have to pass a background check. Get into the leads.
For Google Guaranteed or Verified, you do, but if you do like a different lead program, they might work differently. I think Angie's does a background check, and Google does for sure. But not all lead services will put you through that, you know? Are you thinking that there's something on there where you guys wouldn't be approved, or?
Not at all.
No, okay. Yeah, so then it shouldn't be a problem. I think you guys would pass it with flying colors. Let me see here. Are you guys considered more of a general contractor than like
yes.
a handyman or home improvement? Okay, that's what I thought. So let me look at what the requirements are for California for a general contractor. It says... Currently, no certificate of insurance is required, but they will be requiring $250,000 by the end of the year. And then other than that, you just need a California
insurance.
Okay, so then that would work. Most people have more than that, too. They'll say like $250,000, and most people say, oh, I have a million, you know, so I'm not worried about that.
That's a million.
But yeah, exactly. And then the next requirement is the California State Class B General Building Contractor License.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you want to start on that, I mean, I would recommend if you're looking for leads, get that started right away, because that way, you know, the sooner you pass the background check and get the process started, the sooner we're going to be able to send those leads to you, you know?
What information do you need for that?
They would just look for your usually certificate of insurance and license, but it says that's not required until the end of the year. But since you have it, you might as well send both over. And then other than that, they'll ask you for a driver's license, a social security number, or an EIN number for the business. And then as long as you don't have any felonies within the last 7 years, then you guys will pass the background check.
Mm-hmm. I guess that would have to be Alan that would have to do that.
Oh, that's right. Okay. I remember you guys mentioned Alan before. What's Alan's role in the company again?
So, Alan is the actual person with the business, he's the actual contractor.
And then you guys, you and your brother run the business under him, right?
Well, we help him out.
You help him out, okay.
But the thing is, he has not done this prior. We
mm-hmm.
want to get started with it. And we want to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
So we need this done.
So... If you wanted to get started on it, we would do the application fee and send you the application now, and then you can forward that to Alan, or I could forward it to Alan, and then he could start working on it. And then we would set an onboarding appointment for Monday. And that's where the Google Verified department would call you and make sure that everything's submitted properly on that application so that you guys will pass the background check. So they would do that onboarding call on Monday if you wanted to do it that way.
Okay. Well, let's start Monday. I'll get with Alan and inform him of that.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, I think you'll love it. Yeah, no problem, Jeremiah. So I'll call you on Monday, and then we'll just kind of pick up where we left off, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you, Tina.
All right. Oh, you're welcome. Have a great weekend, too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.